the journalist Brian Rowan with us this morning. What happens next, Brian?
Well, the talks today return to the issue of paramilitarism. We know that within those talks, the two governments have put a set of questions to the parties, looking at a strategy which all of the parties may be able to endorse, which is about trying to end the impact of paramilitary organizations on communities, also looking at this issue about whether or not there should be some new monitoring process. If you look at yesterday's assessment, Stephen, there was more detail in it than there was in the Chief Constable's assessment in August. And I remember standing at Stormont a number of weeks ago with that whole sense of crisis, politics in free fall, no sign of a parachute or what was going to rescue it. And yet after that report yesterday, which coloured in, penciled in much more of the detail, there was nothing like that same sense of crisis. We know in terms of the breakdown of that assessment yesterday that the issue of the Army Council was never resolved. The Independent Monitoring Commission made that very clear. The story of retained weapons reads back a decade to an IMC report after the decommissioning of September 2005 and an MI5 and PSNI assessment that emerged at that time. So, there is no new shocking detail in that assessment yesterday, but there is certainly more detail in terms of today's context of the IRA organisation.
And what will no doubt grab people is, among other things in that report, Brian, is this belief by members of the IRA, by members of Sinn Féin, or was it the IRA? Just keep me clear. Members of the IRA, that the Army Council oversees Sinn Féin.
It talked about an overarching strategy. It attributed that to a belief of IRA members, that overarching strategy was about both Sinn Féin and the IRA. Martin McGuinness came out very quickly yesterday afternoon to dismiss that, said that Sinn Féin took its instructions from its Ardèche and its Ardcolia. But you and I spoke yesterday morning about the possibility of the Army Council being written into that assessment and emerging from that assessment yesterday, and that was always going to cause a problem. But I think, Stephen, and I also mentioned this to you yesterday, that over the past number of days, there has been an attempt around all of this to change the direction of the conversation, take it away from what is there to what happens next, into this sort of language of transition and transformation. Now, the suggestion that these talks can come up with a strategy, Stephen, some sort of magic potion in the space of a couple of weeks that will finally address this issue of what is left of the paramilitary organizations is frankly nonsense. That is not going to happen. That is not achievable in 2 weeks. And whatever political parties commit to paper by way of a strategy, unless you have Republican and Loyalist buy-in to that, Stephen, it's not going to change anything. It's like you asking me to name Manchester United's 11 best players. I can give you an opinion on that, but Louis van Gaal will pick the team. So a political strategy and political words about ending paramilitarism are just that, more words on more paper. And unless, as I say, there is buy-in inside the Loyalist organisations, inside the Republican movement, for something that is about a final exit and a final curtain, then that final exit and that final curtain is not going to be achieved.
OK, Brian, thank you very much indeed.